Right then, I think it's time I deal with you. I'd apologize for the delay, but I've been very busy and well. I suppose the boredom of waiting is a nice way to begin your eternal suffering. You'll be begging to be left alone before too long, I'm sure. So allow me to introduce myself. My name is Lilith. But most people just call me. Please! I'm sorry! I repent! Have mercy! Oh! I'm the one in charge down here. You know, I don't normally come and torture people myself, but with someone as evil as you, I just had to do it. So then, to business. You're probably wondering why you're here. It's understandable, I suppose. I had a look at your file. Not religious. Didn't believe in God at all. How's that working out for you, Cher? So let's look at the evidence. You're suspended in the middle of this room by chains on your arms and legs. Too tight for you? Good. You're totally naked with your penis very erect. Painfully so. It hurts so much, doesn't it? All around us in this room, there is fire. It's so hot. I could see the sweat pouring down your face. It's so uncomfortable. And in the distances, yes, those are screams you can hear. Let's get the formalities over with. By decree of the Lord God Almighty, blessed be His holy name, you have been sentenced to eternal damnation down here in hell. From now until the end of time, you will be tortured in ways so horrific that no mortal mind can comprehend them. Please note that this decision is final, and there is no right of appeal. Before we begin your eternity of mind-bendingly agonizing suffering, do you have any last words? Any requests? Most people try to beg for mercy, or repent, or make a deal with me. So if you could at least try to say something original, I'd very much appreciate it. Go on, I'm waiting. You don't belong here. How many times have I heard that one? Well, let me make one thing clear. If the Lord God Almighty, blessed be His holy name, says you belong here, you belong here. He, not you, is the one who decides who goes to heaven and who comes down to hell. So, just for fun, and because it'll help me to properly arrange some ironic punishments, let's have a look at your list of sins. Let's see. Genocide? Several thousand counts of murder. Rape? Oh. Corruption? The list goes on, Cher. You are a very bad person. ruler of one of the most oppressive regimes in the history of your species, and responsible for the suffering of millions of people. Well, let me tell you, I'm also responsible for the suffering of millions. The difference is that the people I make suffer fucking deserve it. Like you. Your atheism was enough for you to be deserving of damnation, but the things you've done to your fellow mortals. Oh, I am going to enjoy our time together much more than you will. We've got the wrong person. Yes, yes, of course we do. Everyone here is the wrong person, at least according to them. You know what? I think we'll start with some good old-fashioned phallic slicing. If you think your dick hurts now, just wait until I've chopped it into thin little pieces. And then the rest of you. You know? I think I'll feed you to Kerberos. It's been so long since I fed him human meat. You'll be conscious for all of this, by the way. Can't die when you're already dead. Then once that's done, I'll reassemble you. With a few pieces in the wrong places for added discomfort. And I think after that, you can go for a swim in the pit of flesh-eating ants. That should keep you busy for a few decades. I've not made up my mind after that, though. But whatever it is, I'm sure it'll be lots of fun. For me. What is it? I'm just about to torture a sinner. No, wait, what? What do you mean? How can we... Well then who the fuck is this guy? I see. Okay, does the Lord God Almighty, blessed be His holy name, know about this? Oh, good, good. Well, okay, let's keep it that way, because if he finds out, it's my ass on the line, and, let me tell you, if he smites me for this, I'm gonna make damn well sure you come along for the ride. Got it? Good. Sorry about that. About all those things I was saying I was going to do to you. Let's just cancel them, shall we? Yeah, let me just put out these fires. And I'm going to undo your restraints. Oh, here we go. Okay, there we go. Oh, just one more. Here we go, we got it, and, here we go, I'm so sorry, let me help you up, I hope I didn't hurt you too much, so, let's just get you up to heaven, and, we can never speak of this ever again, What happened? Well, you know how you were saying that we had the wrong guy? Well, as it turns out, You were right. You see, you have a really common name. A name you share with a brutal dictator responsible for countless atrocities in his time. And, by an amazing coincidence, the two of you just so happened to die at the exact same moment. And after the Lord God Almighty, blessed be his holy name, judged the two of you, your files were sent for processing. And, well, some idiot mixed the two of you up. So, you were sent down here for eternal damnation, and, the dictator is upstairs getting his cock sucked and ass eaten out by a horde of angels. Hey, calm down. I know you're mad, but hey, at least we didn't talk to you. Look at this from my perspective, though. I'm in some serious trouble. I'm the Lady of Hell. I'm the one who runs this whole place. That was my brother, you know, on the phone. The Lord of Heaven. I'm in charge of eternal punishment. He's in charge of eternal rewards. If something goes wrong down here, I'm the one who has to deal with it. And we have never, in the billions of years of running the afterlife, ever had a screw up like this. If God finds out that I almost tortured you, a blessed soul, hell, that I don't even went as far as chaining you up and putting you in this flaming room, I am done for. The Lord God Almighty, blessed be his holy name, well, I don't even want to know what he'll do to me, but I bet hell will look appealing after. So listen, me and you, we're gonna go upstairs, and I'm gonna hand you off to my brother. He's gonna give me the dictator, and you're gonna go to heaven and never mention this little mishap to anyone ever. Okay? Look, I know, I said those things to you, and I'm sorry. But I was just following orders. It's my job to punish sinners. If it wasn't me, someone else would have done it. So let's just get you up to heaven, and within a few minutes, you'll be too happy to care about this. Please don't make me beg. Please, I'll do anything. Just don't report this. It's not just my career on the line if the Lord God Almighty, blessed be his holy name, finds out. Please. I'm on my knees. I'll do anything. You're what? Oh, no. No. Absolutely not. I have you know I am a happily married woman, and I am not going to debase myself for a mortal. Just go up to heaven. There are literally millions of angels up there whose job it is to suck your cock. And that's not counting the billions of blessed souls who I'm sure would do it for you if you asked. You don't need my mouth. Look, please, I made a mistake, okay? I'm not perfect. Only the Lord God Almighty, blessed be his holy name, is a perfect being. Just, if I suck your cock, will you promise not to tell anyone about this? Alright, fine. Get on the bed. Lay down and sit still. I'm gonna make this quick. Fortunately for you, it's not just pain I'm an expert at giving. I'm also, according to my husband, an expert at giving pleasure. It's For me. Just forget everything about what's happened, and I can take you upstairs so we can... Wait, why? Why are you looking at me like that? What are you... Stop. Please stop it right now. Oh, get out of me. Get out. My pussy is for my husband only. Stop. Stop it. Stop it right now, please. Stop this instant. That's... Why are you... Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Fuck. God, please stop. Fuck. Why are you doing this? I don't... Are you really going to? Are you fucking joking? You have to be. You have to be kidding. Don't you fucking dare. Don't you... Fucking damn it. Do you know how long it's gonna take to get your fucking stench off of me before I go home tonight? Fucking Christ. I don't think you heard that. Okay. You. If anyone else had done that, I'd be sending them straight to the Ironic Punishment Division. But you. You better count yourself lucky you've got that on me. Now get the fuck up. We're going upstairs, and I'm gonna take out all of my frustrations on your sinful counterpart. And I sincerely hope that we never fucking meet again.